Joan Tower is not only one of the most prominent and successful American women composers of today, she's one of the most prominent and successful composers today, period. The Naxos label has recorded several albums of Tower's music, and there's another one just released of orchestral music. It features Stroke, the Violin Concerto, and Chamber Dance by Joan Tower, with the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. The soloist in the Violin Concerto is Cho-Liang Lin. Hello, I'm Rick Phillips, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. Joan Tower was born in New Rochelle, New York, but grew up in South America, where her fascination for rhythm, a personal trait, was developed. After returning to the United States, she earned master's and doctorate degrees from Columbia University. In 1969, she was a co-founder of the New York chamber music group, the Da Capo Players, serving as the ensemble's pianist until 1983 and composing several works for the group. Tower accepted a faculty position at Bard College in New York State in 1972, where she still teaches composition today. She's thrived with several orchestral residencies, with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, the Orchestra of St. Luke's, and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. In 2008, she won 3 Grammy Awards for a recording of her orchestral work, Made in America. The musical style of Joan Tower was influenced by her formative years growing up in South America, her teachers at Columbia University, and the music of Beethoven, Debussy, Stravinsky, Aaron Copland, and Olivier Messiaen. Originally rooted in the serialist technique, Tower eventually moved into a more open, flexible, even tonal and colorful style, sometimes described as impressionistic. Stroke by Joan Tower was commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and premiered in 2011. It's dedicated to Tower's brother, who suffered a stroke, leaving him paralyzed on one side just before she began to compose the piece. In many ways, Stroke reflects not only the many emotions experienced by a stroke victim, but also those of the family and friends of the victim. Needless to say, Tower has described the work as a pretty emotional piece. It ranges from anger and frustration to periods of love and serenity as the stroke victim and those around him or her deal with their reality. The work then alternates between pounding, anxious, rhythmical sections and calm, reflective music, featuring solos for clarinet, horn, violin, and finally, trumpet.
Oh.
The tensions and anxiety return for a while, but the work ends with the message of hope and optimism, leading to a quiet, radiant resolution. From a new Naxos release, that was the Nashville Symphony conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero with Stroke by Joan Tower. The composer has described her technique as organic, where other composers may start a composition at the end or middle, working out from there. Tower always begins at the beginning, allowing the musical material to unfold and develop in a logical process. And that's the case with the violin concerto, where much of the material is developed within the opening bars. The violin concerto was composed for Elmar Oliveira and premiered by him in Salt Lake City in 1992. At the time, Oliveira had recently lost his brother, also a violinist. So in the two cadenzas of the concerto, Joan Tower created a second part for the orchestra's concertmaster. The soloist and concertmaster playing together suggests and pays tribute to the love between the two Oliveira brothers. The violin concerto is played continuously, but there are three distinct sections in the traditional fast, slow, fast concerto configuration. The slow second movement contains a beautiful section for the violin solo with rising and falling woodwind murmurings that hint of Maurice Ravel. In the finale, the intensity gradually increases, alternating between soloist and orchestra to the final confident ending. ¶¶ Parts of the Violin Concerto by Joan Tower from a new Naxos recording. The violinist was Choliang Lin with the Nashville Symphony, conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. The final piece on this new Naxos recording of music by Joan Tower is Chamber Dance. It was commissioned by the conductorless Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and premiered at Carnegie Hall, New York in 2006. As a co-founder of the Da Capo Players, Tower has extensive knowledge and love for chamber music as a performer and composer. Chamber dance reflects this and the democratic approach of Orpheus. Tower writes, and I quote, "It is chamber music in the sense that I always thought of Orpheus as a large chamber group, interacting and dancing with one another the way smaller chamber groups do." Close quote. As a result, chamber dance weaves solos, duets, and ensembles into a tight fabric of instrumental colors with a non-stop rhythmic energy. It seems that every section and instrument are featured at some point. Part of Chamber Dance by Joan Tower with the Nashville Symphony, conducted by Giancarlo Guerrero. That's from a new Naxos recording that contains Stroke, the Violin Concerto, and Chamber Dance, all by Joan Tower. In the concerto, Choliang Lin is the violin soloist. This new Naxos release shows why Joan Tower is considered to be one of today's most prominent and talented composers. For more details and information, visit Naxos.com or NaxosMusicLibrary.com. I'm Rick Phillips.